Clarkson, Gruenberg, Sun, Taylor, and Phillips. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for Senate Bill 162, Finance, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Are there any objection as to the advancement? Hearing no objection, would the clerk please read the bill for the third time?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 162, Finance, by the Finance Committee, enact relating to public records and certification of government vouchers and providing for an effective date.
Question. Is there any debate? Are you ready for the question?
The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 162, Finance, pass the House?
Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
38 yeas, no nays.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 162, Finance, has passed the House.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the roll call vote on final passage of committee substitute Senate Bill 162, Finance, be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing no objection, the effective date clause has been adopted. Would the clerk at this time please read the next item on today's calendar?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 266, State Affairs, by the State Affairs Committee. An act placing certificated teachers employed by the Department of Education in schools operated by the department in the exempt service and providing for an effective date. The Committee on State Affairs has had the bill under consideration, recommends it do pass, and attaches a letter of intent. The report was signed by Hurley, Chairman, signing do pass, Hurley, Boucher, Cato, and M.M. Miller. Jenkins has no recommendation. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no amendments, Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for Senate Bill 266 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, placed on final passage.
Are there any objection as to the advancement from second to third reading? Hearing no objection, would the clerk please read the bill for the third time?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 266, State Affairs, by the State Affairs Committee. An act placing certificated teachers employed by the Department of Education in schools operated by the department in the exempt service and providing for an effective date.
Is there any debate? Representative Martin.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I really haven't had a chance to evaluate this bill, although it's small. I'm very supportive of Mount Edgecombe School. But I was wondering if someone could explain to me, is that not under the Department of Education now? And why the separation? No one knows.
Representative Hurley. Representative Martin, would you repeat the question, please?
Thank you. The question is that this bill applies to all schools operated by the Department of Education. And it's my understanding that Mount Edgecombe is under the Department of Education. So why the special identification of that school here?
Representative Hurley.
Yes, the Mount Edgecombe School is under the Department of Education, but it is the only school outside of the skill centers and the course only school that the department actually operates. The other schools are operated by independent school districts or REAAs and so forth, and that's why in order to hire teachers, they had to get this in. This is the administration bill. In order for them to be able to contract, they had to add this in. Right now, they have correspondence teachers and teachers at the skill center, but two.
Any further debate? Are you ready for the question?
The question is, shall the House adopt committee substitute for Senate Bill 266, State Affairs? Members may proceed to vote.
Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
37 yeas, one nay.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 266, State Affairs, has passed the House.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the roll call vote on final passage of State Affairs Committee substitute for Senate Bill 266 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Are there any objections as to the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing no objection, the effective date clause has been adopted. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, there is a letter of intent by the State Affairs Committee on page 1260 of the House Journal. I move and ask unanimous consent that the letter of intent be approved.
Are there any objections to the letter of intent by State Affairs? Hearing no objections, the letter of intent by State Affairs has been adopted. Would the clerk at this time please read the next item on today's calendar?
House Concurrent Resolution Number 27 by Pinyalberry and Maru, urging the governor to direct the Department of Administration to compile and report certain information regarding state expenditures. The Committee on State Affairs has had the resolution under consideration and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Hurley, Chairman, concurring. Hurley, Navarre, Jenkins, Collins, Cato, and Boucher. M.M. Miller has no recommendation. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no amendments, it is in second reading. It's available for debate.
Question.
Are you ready for the question?
The question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution 27 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote.
Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk please lock the rolls? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
39 yeas, no nays.
House Concurrent Resolution 27
has passed the House. Representative Pinyalberry. Would the House please stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to give notice of reconsideration of my vote on House Concurrent Resolution Number 27.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on said concurrent resolution. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent I be allowed to bring up my reconsideration on House Concurrent Resolution 27 at this time.
Are there any objections to bring up reconsideration on the same day? Hearing no objections, would the clerk please read the title of that bill?
House Concurrent Resolution Number 27 by Pinyalberry and Maru, urging the governor to direct the Department of Administration to compile and report certain information regarding state expenditures.
Is there any debate? Are you ready for the question?
The question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution 27 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote.
Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
39 yeas, no nays.
House Concurrent Resolution 27 has passed the House on reconsideration.
Would the clerk at this time please read the next item on today's calendar?
House Joint Resolution Number 43 by Gall, Jenkins, and Binkley, relating to the interception of Alaska salmon on the high seas. The House Special Committee on Fisheries has had the resolution under consideration and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Gall, Chairman, signing do pass, Jenkins, Navarre, Hurley, Binkley, Gall, and Thompson. Maru has no recommendation. I have one amendment on my desk, Mr. Speaker. Two amendments.
Would the clerk please make reference to the First Amendment?
Amendment number 1 by John Binkley, and it starts page 1, line 23 through 29, and it is on each desk.
Representative Binkley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd move and ask unanimous consent that amendment number 1 be adopted.
Do I hear any objections to the adoption of amendment number 1? Hearing no objection, amendment number 1 has been adopted. Would the clerk please read or make reference to the second amendment?
Yes, I'm not sure that it's on each desk yet, but amendment number 2 by Pettijohn, page 2, line 7, delete immediately begin, insert vigorously pursue.
Representative Pettijohn.
Mr. Speaker, I move the amendment. It's just caused by an article in today's, last night's Anchorage Times, which I'm afraid if we leave the language in there as it is, it might make it look as though we were sort of out of touch a little bit. So I would move the amendment and ask unanimous consent.
Do I hear any objections to amendment number 2? Hearing no objections, amendment number 2 has been adopted. Does the clerk have any further amendments upon her desk?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Joint Resolution number 43 as amended by the House be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Are there any objection to the advancement? Hearing no objection, would the clerk please read the resolution for the third time?
House Joint Resolution number 43 by Gall, Jenkins, and Binkley, relating to the interception of Alaska salmon on the high seas.
Is there any debate? Are you ready for the question?
The question is, shall House Joint Resolution 43 amended pass the House? Members may proceed to vote.
Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
39 yeas, no nays.
House Joint Resolution 43 amended has passed the House.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to give notice of reconsideration of my vote on House Joint Resolution number 43 amended.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on said resolution. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent I be allowed to bring up my reconsideration at this time.
Are there any objections to bringing up the reconsideration on the same day? Hearing no objection, would the clerk please read the resolution?
House Joint Resolution number 43 by Gall, Jenkins, and Binkley, relating to the interception of Alaska salmon on the high seas.
Is there any debate? Are you ready for the question?
The question is, shall House Joint Resolution 43 amended pass the House? Members may proceed to vote.
Has any member failed to vote? The clerk please lock the roll. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
39 yeas, no nays.
House Joint Resolution 43 amended has passed the House under reconsideration.
Representative Davis.
Mr. Speaker, could we have a in place at ease, about a 30-second one?
Would the House please stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? We still have some final action on some citations. Oh, let's pull that back. We have something else going here. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I was going to approve the citation.
Well, okay. I thought we were going to go in the limbo file. I thought I had set you off your pace.
We have to get to unfinished business, Mr. Speaker. And to do that, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation on today's calendar be approved.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the citation? Hearing no objection, the citation has been approved. Representative Gall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a note of clarification here. This item is being distributed or has been distributed, has just been placed on people's desks, and relates to the resolution which you all just passed regarding foreign interception. I ask that it still be passed out, even though it was a bit late, because it provides information that might be of some use to the members in explaining the situation to other people in their district or otherwise, and it's provided for your use, even if after the fact.
You just Thank used you. Up your special orders time. This brings us to unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business come before this body? Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, we're moving along so well, I'd like to take up some items in the limbo file. First one will be House Bill 198. I can get my notes here. Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 198 amended, thereby adopting Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 198, Community and Regional Affairs, and ask the members to vote yes.
Is there any debate? Are you ready, Representative Phillips?
Well, Mr. Speaker, I'm a little startled because I didn't even touch the button and all of a sudden it went on. I have a question on page 3 here of the Senate version.
on lines 9, it says the charter, and I assume that's the municipal charter that they're referring to.
Representative Gull.
Community Development Corporation described on line 7.
Any further debate?
The question is, shall the House concur in the amendments, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 198, CRA? Members may proceed to vote.
Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
38 yeas, no nays.
The House has concurred, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 198, Community and Regional Affairs.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on final passage of Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 198, CRA, be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing no objection, the effective date clause has been adopted. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 226 is the next one. Mr. Speaker, I move that the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 226, thereby adopting Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 226, Hess, and ask the members to vote yes.
Is there any debate? Representative Furness.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to know the difference between the two bills or what was done.
Representative Cotton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There's a minor change that the Senate added on page 2, line 7. You'll notice that the period has been removed after the word community. To compare the House bill with the Senate version, and the phrase, unless the population distribution requires otherwise, because there may be a situation where one community had enough population to warrant more than two members. So that was the reason for that change on the Senate side.
Any further debate? Are you ready for the question?
The question is, shall the House concur in the amendments, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 226, Health, Education, and Social Services?
Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
39 yeas, no nays.
The House concurs. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 229 will be the next one. Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House concur. That's not unanimous consent. I move that the House concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 229, thereby adopting Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 229 Resources, and ask the members to vote yes. And I might answer the question. I anticipate that there are a number of changes in the Senate version. It's been carefully reviewed by people who are interested in this issue. The Senate bill, if you'll compare them, establishes a staggered system of phasing out the carcass disposal prohibition. The Senate also deleted the amendment that was made on the floor of the House for Prince William Sound to be covered under the legislation. And again, people have reviewed the legislation and believe that the Senate committee substitute is acceptable.
Representative Maru.
Mr. Speaker, I'm going to take my life in my hands and ask a question of the body here. And that is, what happened to Prince William Sound? Prince William Sound was in the House bill, and I see it's been taken out. There are certainly people who have been fishing in this fishery in Prince William Sound, so therefore, why isn't it in the Senate version?
Representative Gull.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the Senate, the bill was a very controversial bill, as it has been throughout its history. The inclusion of the Prince William Sound fishery would have made for a new area in which the practice of disposing of the carcasses takes place, and it was to keep things limited that was not put in. However, the Senate version did compromise on the other side, too, and extended the dates, which in the House version had been, I believe, 1986. Now, in many of the fisheries, the date where this practice has continued to be permitted is extended to 1988, and that was something of the nature of the compromise in the Senate. I hope the sponsor will correct me if I haven't been clear and to the point.
Any further debate? Are you ready for the question?
The question is, shall the House concur in the amendments, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 229 Resources? Members may proceed to vote.
Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
31 yeas, 7 nays.
The House has concurred. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the roll call vote on final passage of Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 229 Resources be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Are there any objections as to the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing no objections, the effective date clause has been adopted. This brings us still within the range of unfinished business. Do we have any further unfinished business to conduct? Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'm sorry, I missed listening. Are we under unfinished business or announcements?
Unfinished business.
Okay.
Any unfinished business to come before this body? Announcements of standing committees or special committees. Representative Miller.
Speaker, once again, I'd ask the members of the Judiciary Committee if they would please arrive at 1 o'clock if they could. At 1:30, we have a teleconference set up on a very important bill, and we'll even be hearing some testimony from Connecticut via the teleconference system. But we have some other matters, including the passing out of several bills that are pending in Judiciary, and I would appreciate it very much if members could be there by 1 o'clock. We have one other bill that was carried over, I think, from yesterday at 1 o'clock as well.
Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow in the Speaker's chambers at 1:30 in the afternoon, we'll be hearing a House concurrent resolution relating to the monetary terms of the collective bargaining agreements with the state employees bargaining organization.
Representative Gruenberg.
Mr. Speaker, each member should have received a questionnaire from the Hess Committee, and if you have any comments or suggestions, we'd appreciate that you'd fill those out and get them back to Nancy Bennett of our staff. We're going to be trying to see what we can do to improve the operation of our committee, and we'd welcome any suggestions.
Representative Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow at noon in the Governor's Conference Room, there'll be a 5-minute meeting of the Legislative Council to finish up the moving policy, and I'd appreciate the opportunity to keep that meeting because I know several people in the body have been asking Ledge Consul down there about moving questions stuff, so if we could pull that off tomorrow, why then we can get ready to get everyone home. Thank you.
Representative Clarkson.
At ease.
Would the House please stand at ease? Would the House come back to order? Before the recess, we were under announcements of standing and special committees. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent we be allowed to go up the calendar to introduction of resolutions.
Are there any objections? Would the clerk at this time please read any citation or resolution that has come across?
House Concurrent Resolution Number 37 by the Rules Committee relating to monetary terms of collective bargaining agreements with state employee bargaining organizations.
That resolution will be referred to the Standing Committee Rules. Representative Clarkson.
Are there any further announcements? If not, I intend to make a motion to recess.
We will go back down in the calendar where we had started from before we reverted up, and that was under announcements of special committees and standing committees. Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wonder if we can move up to the calendar to unfinished business, please. There's one I forgot.
Are there any objections?
I apologize. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that
We bring back to finance House Bill 105 from Rules. It's increasing bond authorization for international airports. It had attached to it the Red Dog Mine, and I'd like to take that out and do some amendments and send it back to Rules tomorrow morning.
Are there any objections to the request? Hearing no objections, so ordered.
Mr. Speaker, under announcements?
Under announcements.
Yes. Tomorrow, the free conference on the operating budget will meet at 1:30 tomorrow in Senate Finance Room. Also, tomorrow morning, I'll take up House Bill 331. It's an act relating to the theft of commercial fishing gear.
Representative Hurley.
Affairs today. Possibly we will have a meeting tomorrow. We're calendared for bills pending referral.
Last call for standing committees or special committee announcements. General announcements. Representative Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Under special committee announcements, the House Special Committee on Telecommunications will be meeting today at 4 p.m. rather than 4:30 as announced in the House Committee schedule. The topic for this meeting will be the budget cuts that are proposed that would impact the legislative information and teleconference networks. And I just would mention to the members that you might want to take a look at this kind of information. Thank you.
Representative Collins.
Speaker, I would just like to announce that the Anchorage Caucus will be holding a teleconference with the Anchorage Assembly today at 5 p.m. In the House Finance Committee room. Thank you.
Representative Gull.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As I said yesterday, pending announcements, we will have a CNRA meeting today at 3 o'clock to hear House Bill 380 dealing with assessments of public utilities. That'll be at 3 o'clock in Barron's 209.
Representative Gruenberg.
Mr. Speaker, I understand that we may be reconvening today at 4:30. Is that right? Because we'll have to change the HES committee meeting if we are.
We will be taking a recess and coming back at 4:30, but it'll be a technical session.
So we won't have to be here the rest. Okay, thank you.
We'll just be reading bills across and referring them to committee. Any further announcements? Special orders. Representative Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a request to, actually I was wondering if I should have done this under, under announcement, but that would be reversed. Pertaining to adjournment, sir.
Sounds like special orders. Why don't you ask?
Yes, sir. May I have a privilege of the floor to speak on special orders or to ask?
Are there any objections? Proceed, Representative.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker and Mr. Majority Leader, I think you all realize that as a minority group, we've been doing our best to try to help expedite matters and help you on the same day reconsideration and doing everything we can to make sure that we meet the goal line. With that in mind, sir, we've got a lot of family members and staff and our caucus members, and I'm sure some of your caucus members are concerned. I'd wonder if you could relieve our anxieties before they turn into frustrations and ask how we are doing. What is the status of adjournment? Are we going to make the 120 days, or perhaps can we perform a miracle and make 118 days?
This House will adjourn before the on the 120th day or before. Under special orders, Representative Hurley.
May I have the permission of the floor to speak on discrimination?
Are there any objections? Proceed, Representative.
Mr. Speaker, this whole session I have not spoken about discrimination against women, and something happened yesterday that I wish to speak to. Because of the pressure of my work, I have not been able to iron my own shirts. So I sent them to the laundry, and when they were picked up by my son yesterday, he almost collapsed because he's used to sending his shirts to the laundry. For my shirts, just this shirt, which is very much like all of your shirts, cost me $3.10. And if it were a man's shirt, it would have cost $1.20. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Right. I do laundry. Representative Boucher.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to speak on the subject of fellowship.
Are there any objections? Proceed, Representative.
Some of you may or may not know, but each Friday morning, a group of us here from the House and some of our staff have had an opportunity to meet at St. Anne's at 7 o'clock in the morning. And it's been a Bible fellowship. In fact, on both sides of the aisle. And I happen to think that the Lord has kind of blessed us during this session. I see men and women who are totally opposite political philosophies who are also at the fellowship. In fact, I might indicate that all parties, all caucuses are represented at the fellowship. And it's really a great experience. I've got to know a lot about the people that have come there. And it's not just a time of laying a religious trip on you. It's just really an hour that we've set aside each week to recognize that we're not the center of the universe and in charge of anything, and look through the history, well, probably the best history book of man, to find out where we've been and where we're coming from. Now, tomorrow supposedly would be the last day at St. Anne's, and I would really like to encourage you, especially if you're having a week where it's a tough time, it's an opportunity to just talk about how you feel and just get to know the other person's individual. I know I've been blessed. My brother Marco and Alice, and I know you're not supposed to say names on here, but there's some neat people that we've got to know an awful lot about each other. And I just happen to think that one of the reasons why this session has been going so well, although there's some areas of strong differences, that we tend to look at each other through different eyes at times and understand that even though we may be elected here, that we still are doing things as human beings, and occasionally we need all the support that we can get. So I'd really encourage you to come tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock at St. Anne's, and if you want to bring some of your staff, why do it. And as I said, we're not preachers. We're simply there as servants to try and help each other. I thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Rieger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I have the privilege of the floor to speak on shirts?
Are there any objections? Proceed, Representative.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to echo the sentiments of the representative from Matsu. My wife has brought that same issue to my attention on numerous occasions, and I just wanted to offer my support in co-sponsoring a resolution addressing that problem because it is truly outrageous. Thank you.
Representative Hurley.
Mr. Speaker, I'm only sorry that Representative Sun is not present.
Representative Pinyalbury.
To revert up the calendar to introduction of guests, but before doing so, just want to comment that some people's shirts cost more because there's a lot more starch in some people than others. But may we revert up the calendar to the introduction of guests, Mr.
Are there any objections? Proceed, Representative.
Mr. Speaker, today, sitting back in Gallery B, just out of my eyesight, is a good friend and constituent in District 14 who is Trudy Rabaki's husband. His name is Dave.
Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Could we go back up the calendar to announcements of committee meetings?
Are there any objections? Proceed, Representative.
There will be no Labor and Commerce meeting today.
We're still under special orders. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in recess until 4:30 this afternoon.
The House will stand in recess. Will the House please come back to order? Before the recess, we were under special announcements. Our special orders, and we had completed special orders. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent we go up the calendar to messages from the Senate.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, do we have any messages from the Senate?
Mr. Speaker, the Senate has passed committee substitute for Senate Bill 232 Finance with a Senate letter of intent, and it is transmitted for consideration. Oh. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 232, Finance, by the Finance Committee. An act relating to minimum work commitments in oil and gas leases and providing for an effective date.
That will have one standing committee referral, and that will be resources.
Senate Bill number 285 by Halford. An act relating to the recoupment conveyance for land at Illinois Creek and providing for an effective date.
That will also be referred to the standing committee resources.
The Senate failed to concur in the House amendment to committee substitute for Senate Bill 51, Finance, and respectfully requests the House to recede from its amendment, namely House CS for CS for Senate Bill 51, Finance, State Aid for School Construction effective date. In the event the House fails to recede, the President has appointed the following members to meet with a like committee from the House to consider the bills: Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, Senator Curtula, and Senator Halford. The President granted limited powers of free conference to the Senate conferees considering Senate CS for CS for House Bill 60, Finance, and Committee Substitute for House Bill number 60, Finance, making appropriations for the operating and loan program expenses of state government effective date on the specific points requested in the attached. The Senate failed to recede from Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 124, State Affairs, amended Senate, extending the older Alaskans Commission effective date, amendment to House Bill number 124. The Senate failed to recede from Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 133, Finance, amended Senate, Transportation Safety and Financial Responsibility, effective date, amendment to Committee Substitute for House Bill 133, Finance, amended. The President appointed a conference committee to meet with a like committee from the House to consider the bills: Senator Coghill, Chairman, Senator Halford, and Senator Curtula. The House members have already been appointed. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Being that we're up the daily order of business to the messages from the Senate, do we have any? Let's go to introduction. First reading of House reference of House bills. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent we go down the calendar to introduction of bills.
Would the clerk please read the first reading and reference the introduction of House bills?
Right, I do have some citations due. Won't we skip those? House Bill 436 by Cato, an act requiring a properly equipped and staffed caboose on certain trains.
That will be referred to two standing committees, State Affairs and the Transportation Committee.
House Bill 437 by Jenkins, an act relating to disability insurance and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Health, Education, and Social Services.
House Bill 438 by Davis, an act relating to penalties for violating the Alaska Historic Preservation Act and providing for an effective date.
The Judiciary and the Finance Committee. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, do we need to go to committee reports?
I do have committee.
We should read some of those across. Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that we go up the calendar to reports of standing committees.
Are there any objections? Would the clerk at this time please read any reports from standing committees?
The Committee on Judiciary has had committee substitute for Senate Bill 4, Finance amended, confinement of offenders into restitution centers under consideration. Recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 4, Judiciary, with the same title, and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by M.M. Miller, Chairman. Concurring, M.M. Miller, Son, Phillips, Grunberg, Taylor, Pettijohn, and Clarkson. Senate Bill 4 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Committee on Judiciary has had Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 53, Labor and Commerce, title amended, exchange of unemployment insurance information, under consideration, and recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 53, Judiciary, with the same title, and reports it back as follows. The report was signed by M.M. Miller, Chairman, signing due pass, M.M. Miller, Grunberg, Taylor, Pettijohn, and Phillips. Clarkson has no recommendation. Senate Bill 53 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Committee on Finance has had Senate Bill 106, Alaska Bidder Preference, under consideration and recommends it due pass. The report was signed by Cotton, Acting Chairman, signing due pass, Szymanski, Larson, Porchot, Frank, Cotton, and Binkley, having no recommendation, Ewling and Rieger. Senate Bill 106 has no further referral. The Committee on Judiciary has had committee substitute for Senate Bill 169, Judiciary, limiting the exemption of permanent fund dividends from orders for the collection of debt, under consideration and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by M.M. Miller, Chairman, concurring, M.M. Miller, Grunberg, Taylor, Pettijohn, Phillips, and Clarkson. Senate Bill 169 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 15, requiring an advisory election before an annexation may be proposed to the legislature, under consideration. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 15, CNRA, with a new title. Reports it back as follows and attaches a new fiscal note. Report was signed by Adams, Chairman, signing due pass, Szymanski, Rieger, and Cotton. Having no recommendation, Adams, Ringstad, Larson, Porchot, Ewling, Frank, and Binkley. House Bill 15 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had sponsor substitute for House Bill 181, relocation to Ketchikan of consumable warehousing functions of the Alaska Marine Highway System, under consideration and reports it back without recommendation. Report was signed by Cotton, acting chairman, signing Dupass, Euling, Larson, and Cotton. Signing no recommendation, Zemanski, Rieger, Frank, and Binkley. Porcheau signed do not pass without physical note clarification. House Bill 181 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 238, credit for service in the state's retirement system for certain leave without pay, under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 238, Judiciary, and reports it back as follows, and attaches a new fiscal note. The report was signed by Cotton, acting chairman, signing Dupass, Cotton, Zemanski, Porcheau, and Euling. Having no recommendation, Larson, Rieger, Binkley, and Frank. House Bill 238 has no further referral. The Committee on Judiciary is at House Bill 247, Games of Chance and Contests of Skill, under consideration and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 247, Judiciary, with a new title, and reports it back as follows. The report was signed by M.M. Miller, chairman, signing Dupass, M.M. Miller, Grunberg, and Taylor. Having no recommendation, Phillips, Pettijohn, and Clarkson. House Bill 247 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Committee on Finance is at House Bill 373, repealing the regulation of concert promoters under consideration, and reports it back as follows. The report was signed by Cotton, acting chairman, signing Dupass, Larson, Porcheau, Euling, and Frank. Having no recommendation, Zemanski, Rieger, Cotton, and Binkley. House Bill 373 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 406, relating to investment of funds from deferred compensation under consideration, recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Adams, chairman, signing Dupass, Adams, Ringstead, Zemanski, Larson, Porcheau, Euling, Cotton, Rieger, Frank, and Binkley. House Bill 406 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
If there are no objections, let's move down to reports of special committees.
I have no reports of special committees, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us back down to unfinished business. Is there any further unfinished business to come before this body?
Could we read these across in the
Okay. Are there any objections to moving back up the calendar to the introduction of resolutions and citations? Would the clerk please read the citations?
Citation honoring Diamond High Vocational Student Leadership Participant Barbara Bobia by Representative Pearson Hanley. Honoring Central Council Tlingit and Haida Tribes by Representatives Duncan M. Miller, Grusendorf, Gall, Sundin, Taylor. Honoring Diamond High Vocational Student Leadership Participant Tom Miller by Representative Pearson, Representative Hanley. Honoring Sister Scholastica Lohagan by Senator Sackett and Representative Wallace. Citation in memoriam Sister Patricia Ellish by Senator Sackett and Representative Wallace. I have no further citations and no resolutions, Mr. Speaker.
These citations will be referred to the Rules Committee for calendaring. This brings us back down to special orders where we left off. Representative Clarkson.
If there's no further business, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Any objections? So ordered.